Hello and welcome to the Torah Simecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian and today we'll be studying Tehillim, Perek Samach Gimel 63. You know, if someone is so parched and thirsty, there is really nothing that can take his or her mind off of that need and desire to drink, because that need to drink becomes all-consuming. This is the state that David describes in this Perek, but his thirst is not a thirst for water, but it is a thirst for connection to Hashem. Ironically, because this perek was composed while David was in the Midbar, the desert, a place where physical thirst should have overtaken him, instead of thinking of actual water, David thinks of the spiritual waters of Torah and Hashem. Mizmar le David b'yoso b'midbar Yehuda. The exact circumstances of the inspiration for this composition are debated by the Mefarshim. This could have occurred during David's flight from Avshalom or from Shaul. And of course, David said this mizmor as he did every mizmor with future generations in mind. The Midbar conjures up images of isolation, simplicity, and barrenness. As we well know, the Torah was given in a Midbar, since the acquisition of Torah requires humility, which is represented by this Midbar. One of the many shining characteristics of David was his humility. He blended with his environment. At this point, Mizmor le David b'yoso b'midbar Yehuda. The Alshech points out something very fundamental, which is the primacy of Eretz Yisrael in David's life. He comments that although he was on the run, he takes solace that he is in the land of Israel. In the Alshech's words, Yasad David HaMelech lehoros kama ma'alos tovos l'nimtza be'eretz Yisrael. David composed this mizmor in order to instruct us how valuable it is to be in the land of Israel. Gam shiyeh gola mimakom lemakom, even though he was exiled from place to place, he was on the run. Ki tov lehodos lahashem ki nasan goloso tachas kanafav yisparach ba'aretz velo be'eretz ha'amim. Even though he was on the run and he had to go from place to place, he thanks Hashem that his was an exile under Hashem's protective wings in the land of Israel, in Eretz Yisrael, and not in a foreign land. We may all have the outer trappings of being home when living in Chutz La'aretz, but in reality, home for the Jew is really in Eretz Yisrael. Elokim Keli, Hashem, you are my God. Ata ashachareka, I search for you. Tzama lecha nafshi, my soul is thirsting for you. Kama lecha b'sari, and oh, how my flesh longs for you. Be'eretz tziyah v'ayef b'limayim, when I am in a barren land that is parched, ayef, it is tired and worn out from no water. I am in this barren and arid land, but I don't want water. I want you, Hashem. If you recall, this is a very similar Pasuk to the Pasuk in Perek Mem Beis that we learned together, whose soul cries out longingly for connection with Hashem, Tzama nafshi lelokim lekel chai. Pasuk Gimel 3, Kein bakodesh chazisicha, lir'os uzcha uchvodecha. Also in the sanctuary I beheld you to see your might and glory. My desire is not only to feel your presence when I am on the run and feel isolated. That's not the only time that I crave you, Hashem. But even in the place of the Aron, when I feel quote-unquote at home, I feel this way. And I felt this way. Because the more I beheld how great you are, Hashem, the more I want to know you. You know, you think of someone, you know, think of a couple that's courting and they get to know each other. When the couple first begins to realize that there is a connection, they don't want to be away from each other. They long for each other when they are away from each other. And alternatively, when they are able to spend time with each other, they can't get enough of each other. This is the yearning of David for Hashem. This is the type of yearning that is described in Shir HaShirim, where one is longing for the other. They are laser focused. The woman is longing to find her dod, her loved one. Just as a thirsty man yearns for water, so do I yearn to see your Kedusha Hashem, to see your greatness and glory. Where? In the Kodesh, Kein Bakodesh, in the place where the Aron was. Pasuk Dalid, Ki Tol Chastecha Mechayim, Sifasai Yishabchuncha. Your kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. What kindness is being referred to here? The Radak explains, it's the gift of intelligence that Hashem gave man. Animals are alive, but they do not have the gift of intelligence and speech. But as for man, My lips can praise you, Hashem, because you have granted life to man with his intellectual gifts of speech and reason. The key is to use these gifts of intelligence to serve Hashem. Ki tov chastacha mechayim. Our lives, the life of mankind, is here with all the gifts that Hashem has given him. Pasuk Hey 5, Cain, avarechacha b'chayai, b'shimcha esakapai. Yes, I use these gifts. I bless God in my life. I have elevated my existence on this earth to bless you b'chayai with the life that you have given me. And in your name, I raise my hands in prayer. And when I find the words to bless you, Hashem, in my life and in your name, it will be precious to me. Pasuk Vav, as precious as Kamochele Videshen, Tisba Nifshi, like fat and abundance, my soul will then be satisfied. Visifse Renanos Yahalel Pi, and with joyous language, my mouth gives praise. When I connect to you, Hashem, and bring you into my life, I don't feel like I am parched anymore. My thirst has been quenched. I am physically in a desert, but I have transported myself to a lush and abundant land. Physically, David HaMelech was in one place, an arid and threatening desert, but spiritually and psychologically, he is somewhere else. Don't we know people like that that seem to be in a different world? The daydreamers amongst us, or Lahavdil Tzadikim, giant spiritual figures that can transport themselves, their concentration during tefillah or during learning, right? They can literally be in another dimension. This pasuk also speaks to the primacy of tefillah in our lives. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ma'i dichsiv kein avarechacha b'chayai b'shimcha esa kapai. What does it mean that, yes, I will bless you in my life and in your name I will raise my hands in prayer? Kein avarechacha b'chayai zo kriya shema. Avarecha b'chayai means that I will bless you when I say kriya shema. B'shimcha esa kapai zo tefillah. This is referring to tefillah. Ve'im oseh kein, and if a person is involved in prayer, alav hakasav omer kamo chelev v'deshen tisba nafshi, like fat and abundance, my soul will then be satisfied. Ve'lo od ela shenochel shnei olamim, not only that, but he will inherit two worlds. Ha'olam hazeh v'ha'olam haba, shene'emar v'sifsei renanos yihalel pi. He will inherit two worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, as it says, my lips sing songs of praises. My lips will sing joyously. Rinanos is plural. Two joys, the joy that I have in Olam Hazeh by praying to you, and the joy in Olam Haba that I will receive because I have directed my heart to you, Hashem. The Ibn Ezra says further, V'sifsei rinanos yahalel pi, I will praise you, Hashem, in my language, says the Ibn Ezra. V'sifsei is my language. Sha'aranein l'cha b'chol safa she'eda'ena. I will sing to you, Hashem, in any language that I know. What is David's love language? What is our love language? Is it devotion of time? Is it intense prayer? Is it work with the klal? Is it our ability to give tzedakah or to give chizuk to others? We know what David's love language is. The parak continues to speak of David's devotion to Hashem and of Hashem's protection of him in every stage of life and in every circumstance. And therefore he asks for protection once again from his enemies. He concludes the parak, V'hamelech yismach be'lokim, yishalel kol hanishbabo. The king, David, will be glad with Hashem, and everyone else who swears by Hashem and acknowledges Hashem will be glorified. Ki yisacher pi dovrei shaker, but the mouth of liars will be stopped. David yearns to connect, and his physical thirst is overshadowed by his spiritual thirst in this parak. This is the condition that the Navi Amos tells us that we will emir to Hashem all experience with the coming of Mashiach, a thirst for learning, a thirst to connect, a thirst for authenticity. As Amos tells us in Perek Ches, Hine yamim ba'im ne'um Hashem Elokim v'hishlachti ra'av ba'aretz. There will be days when Hashem will send a famine in the land. Lo ra'av la'lechem v'lo tzama la'mayim. People will not be a famine of bread, and people will not be thirsty for water. Ki im l'shmoa es divrei Hashem. But that thirst will be to hear the words of Hashem. So in this parak, we see what David really wants. We also see how he is grateful for his life even with the tsaros, even with the yisurin, the challenges, because he has the opportunity to engage in tefillah. As he had said, Kein avarechacha b'chayai, b'shimcha esa kapai. I praise you b'chayai in my life. This is how I serve you, this is how I connect with you, by raising my hands in prayer. I am so grateful for that life that I have been given. Perhaps on another level, David is saying, I am praising you b'chayai with my life, the one that you have given me, the life of setbacks and disappointments, along with the happier and serene times. Any condition that I find myself in, it is my life, and I am grateful for that life. There is only so much that we have control over. We are given a particular set of talents and traits by Hashem. We are born into particular families or stations in life, and our lives will go on a particular trajectory. But our mission is to find the praise and the blessing in b'chayai, in my life alone. And to constantly look over our shoulders to see how wonderful someone else's life is, and oh, how I wish I had his life, her life, is just a waste of energy. Our mission is not to try to have Ahuva Golden Schreiber's life. If only I had her life, I would be happy. If only I would be able to find the blessing. If only I would have that kind of life, I'd be able to find the blessings in that. The perfect home, perfect family, perfect bank account, perfect job. If only. But perhaps the lesson of David's words is to find the blessing in my own life. My life that may be hard at times, but I could find the blessings. Because when we find those blessings in our lives, we become calmer, we become more positive, we learn to cope with situations in a more efficient and intelligent way. And that doesn't mean to ignore the challenges and be Pollyannish about them or to be in denial. It means facing our issues head on, looking them straight in the eye, and finding the point of growth. Kein avarechacha b'chayai. David HaMelech says, I bless you for my life, the life that was meant for me. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmos, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eris HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.